From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Trouble for some hardcore gamers. It could be game over for Manhunt 2. It's the latest graphic computer game from Take-Two Interactive, the folks who brought us the bloody Grand Theft Auto. Manhunt 2 hasn't even been released yet, and the company has already suspended plans to distribute the game. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And Janet, why is the game being pulled?
Well, Anthony, Manhunt 2 received an adult-only rating from the U.S. board that rates games. They called it cruel and sadistic. And this type of rating, adult-only, is kind of a kiss of death for a game financially because most big-box retailers won't sell adult-only games, and Sony, PlayStations, and Nintendo don't allow third-party publishers to release adult-only games. So, effectively, this is a sales ban, and the game has already been banned outright in Ireland and the U.K.
But there are already a bunch of really violent video games out there. What's so bad about this one?
That's right. You mentioned Grand Theft Auto. Well, why don't we just listen to what the game sounds like?
Okay.
They won't stop until we're both dead.
Daddy!
Don't worry, Dad.
Daniel, stay calm.
Finish it. Go on.
Shut
up! Oh, my, Janet.
Yeah, it sounds pretty bad. But it sounds like any other video game, I guess. But gamers say that apparently this game is violent without being over the top, sarcastic, or funny. You know, we talked about Grand Theft Auto, Anthony, and that game was surrounded in controversy, too. But it was also groundbreaking. You know, you could partake in Grand Theft Auto without doing any violence. You could just kind of drive around and drive through the landscape. But with Manhunt 2, you've got to, if you want to advance, you've got to partake in the violence that's going on. So that kind of incites people to act violently.
I see. So what are the company's options in this case?
Yeah, it looks like Take-Two is going to have to tone down the game or resubmit it. They probably can't afford to just trash it at this point.
And will it be able to sell the game if it tones down that violence? Is that the idea?
Yeah, and I do think there would be a market for that. But to a lot of gamers, this is really an unfair decision. I spoke with Brendan Sinclair with GameSpot, and he says the violent rating is a double standard for video games, and they should be judged just like movies, books, or art.
Just because some people might not have grown up with it, might not intuitively understand video games, I hope that they don't inherently mistrust it. It really is just another way to get the job done for a storyteller.
And, you know, Take-Two says it's going to stand by the game, and it considers it, in fact, a work of art. In a statement, they said it was an extraordinary game and that they believe in creative expression and freedom of creative expression. So we'll just have to see how they change it.
Thanks, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, which is produced by American Public Media.